You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network on this Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome, everybody, to hour number two, I think. At the world headquarters in downtown Madison, Zommers is the Sam Davidson camera. By golly, that's working! Let's take a look at that. Look at that, beautiful people out there in downtown Madison, enjoying a fall day.
A couple of those trees across the street that have remained stubbornly green have begun to turn.
Started to change here in downtown Madison. Yeah. Get out and enjoy the weather, folks, because weather's going to change by this weekend. Little light snow flurries here and there across Wisconsin by the weekend. So get out there and enjoy that. A little challenging, Zommers, a little challenging. Our great engineering team is on top of it. If our signal is not coming across, we're aware of it. We appreciate you letting us know. You can dial us up. It's a great opportunity. Let's make lemons out of lemonade or lemonade out of lemons.
A little bit difficult to do it the other way around.
But wouldn't that be something if you can make lemons out of lemonade? It's a perfect time to download the Civic Media app. You can do it for free on your Apple or your Android device. Simply go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up a cute little CM logo. You can click on that, and you can listen to us for free on any of the first 10 stations, including WAUK in beautiful Waukesha, Milwaukee, and WMDX here in Madison. So that's going on. So check us out there. We appreciate you. And also appreciate Matt Flynn for being here and Brittany Carloni in our number one. I get a lot of crap for this. People say, ooh, why do you print things out? You're wasting trees. Well, number one, I'm dyslexic and I read better off of paper than I do on a screen. But also, when your internet goes down, look, you can still do a show if you have things on paper, by golly. You don't have to rely on the broken internet for your information, Zommers. How about that?
You know, there are a lot of benefits to analog technology.
Abso-freaking-lutely. I'm an analog guy living in a digital world. So we've got things to talk about, as it turns out. Here is something that I think a lot of people aren't paying enough attention to in these difficult times. Certainly, first and foremost, human beings' welfare is the most important, right? And SNAP benefits are being cut off right now. We discussed that in hour number two. But an underreported and under-talked about situation as well, and I appreciate our great general manager here at WMDX in Madison, Catherine Lake, for bringing this to our attention. How about our pets, right? Because a lot of people, they're like, hey, I don't have money to buy pet food and human food. I got to make a choice. And a lot of people are having a really difficult time with that. So we're going to talk a little bit about how you can help those who are trying. There's an emergency pet food drive here in Dane County. Going to talk a little bit about that and about other situations like that as well.
That's important. You know, thanks to Catherine for bringing that up, because I did not think of that as somebody who currently doesn't have any pets myself.
All right, it's 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Let's see if this works. Time once again for a Wisconsin fun fact. Let's go.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of beauty, with your hillsides and
that's right. Time for another Wisconsin fun fact. On November 4th, 1998. I was alive for this one. I remember this one. On November 4th, 1998, Governor Tommy Thompson defeated Dane County Democrat Ed Garvey to win an historic fourth term as governor. Reminder, U.S. presidents are limited to two terms, period.
for now.
It's a good reminder. You understand it's an important fact, but also a good reminder, U.S. presidential terms limited to two. Two.
Was that always the case? No. And then they recognized that was a problem.
Right.
It's an amendment. Amendment means a change.
The law, the Constitution.
We've got a couple of those.
Right. But I remember when Tommy Thompson, an unprecedented fourth term back in 1998. Wow. That's makes me feel old, Summers.
Yeah, it's
probably because
about a
I
month
am.
Before I was born.
Oh, Judas Priest. Are you really?
Yeah, 98. December of 98.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your birthday's coming up next month.
I suppose.
All right, should we talk about pets or should we do the thing?
I'm interested about the pets.
Yeah, all right. Very good. Summers has decided we're going to talk about pets. Here we go. Dane County Humane Society, DCHS, is asking for the community's help to collect pet food and cat litter for an emergency pet food drive to support families in need. The organization has been hearing from families who are heartbroken at the thought of surrendering their pets because they can't afford to care for them with SNAP benefits on hold. Quote, it's a challenging time, but no one should ever have to choose between feeding themselves and feeding their pet, says Lisa Bernard, DCHS's Department of Communication Supervisor. Quote, we want to keep people and their pets together, but we can't do it alone. We need the community's help. Are we still on the air? Oh, we're back. Everything went blank on my screen.
We're good.
Okay, very good. Could somebody surrender me? I would like to be taken to a shelter today. The Dane County Humane Society will accept donations of unopened cat and dog food, both wet and dry, and cat litter from Wednesday, November 5th, that's tomorrow, through Friday, November 7th, between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. at their barn on the Dane County Humane Society's main campus. Monetary donations can be made online to help them purchase food and litter for local families that need help. You can go to giveshelter.org. Giveshelter.org. We'll put that in the show notes and get it up there as well. Also, oh, very good. That's great. Listener Scott here in Madison on WMDX says the zoo is having a food drive as well. You can bring your pet. That's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah, there are opportunities for help. And so if you are aware of opportunities like Scott and Madison or like mm-hmm. Catherine here, make sure that you let people know about them.
And I think, you know, as we talk about this on the human side with food pantries and the like, whether it's in Milwaukee or Madison, or we highlighted the one in Richland Center, there are humane shelters all over, societies all over the state of Wisconsin. Richland Center, Richland County is the Okooch Humane Society. Okooch is an old Native American term in the Driftless region out there. But there's a food, just like on the human side, on the pet side, there is a humane society or shelter in your neck of the woods. So again, if you feel so led, and this is what I love about this kind of stuff. When we read the news, when we talk about the news, it can feel very disempowering, if that's a word. Because you think, well, what can I do about all this? It's very depressing and very overwhelming. But what we can do is we can help our friends and neighbors. And I think that is very empowering. So whether we're dropping off, some cans of soup or giving a monetary donation to a food pantry in our communities, or whether we're dropping off dog food or cat litter or a monetary donation to our humane societies and pet shelters across the state of Wisconsin, it makes you feel better. And I've told this story on the air, but I think it's worth retelling a shortened version of it. When I was growing up as a kid, my sister and I, my mom was a single mother for much of our growing up years, and we didn't have a lot. But she would always say during the holidays, choose one toy that you don't play with anymore or that you don't want, and we're going to take it and donate it to the Toys for Tots. And the U.S. Marines come around and collect these from the different collection points and give them to kids that would otherwise not have any kind of a toy for Christmas. And even though we didn't have a lot, you felt better because you gave something to someone else. You made somebody else feel better. And so I just encourage all of us, if you want to feel better, if the news is bringing you down, first of all, join the club. I'm with you. But you'll feel better. I mean, here's something I do usually during the holidays. It's not much, but it's something. I go to Barnes & Noble here in Madison, and when you check out, they say, would you like to donate a book to a kid? And you can choose. I usually choose a Dr. Seuss one or something like that, and then they put it and they give these books to kids, holiday books. And, I mean, who doesn't like being read to as a kid or looking at the pictures or whatever?
And it's important.
And it's important. And you feel better about it after you've helped out. So whether you live in Madison, as we said, the Dane County Humane Society, Dane County, or wherever you live across the state of Wisconsin, I'm going to paraphrase Barack Obama for a minute. Don't boo, do. Right?
Get out. I do love that, yeah.
Don't, you know, his line was, don't boo, vote, which I agree with as well. But don't just get angry. I mean, it's a human reaction, right, to get upset and get angry. But don't just get angry. Go out and do something. And all of us. Doesn't matter if we have a lot of money or very little money. We can even have no money, but maybe you have one day a week free or an evening. And you say, you know what, I can go and work for 3 hours at a thrift store. Or I can work for 2 hours at the food pantry sorting things or greeting people. So all of us, whether we have means, money of things, or whether we have very little or nothing, we can all get involved and help out our fellow Wisconsinite. And I think we'll feel better for it, Zobbers.
I agree.
All right, very good. It's coming up on 18 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing of away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 sports news talk stations across Wisconsin, at least on the Civic Media app right now. Again, check us out on the Civic Media app. You can find us there right now. All right. Timely, because Thanksgiving is coming up, right? Later on this month. Can't believe it, but it's true. But also, Deer Camp. We have gun deer season opening across the state of Wisconsin, which for a lot of folks is a holiday. We always used to say, well, I worked for my old boss, Dale Schultz. The holidays began in the Schultz house on opening weekend of gun deer season. And so when you get ready for Deer Camp, breakfast, opening weekend, breakfast is a huge thing. A lot of people are frying up bacon and sausage. So, timely indeed, today's category, turkey bacon or turkey sausage. Turkey bacon or turkey sausage. What's worse? 85, are the phones working, Zomers? We believe.
I think.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Try to give us a call. You never know. It might work. You might get somebody else. Tommy Thompson used to say, in Wisconsin, you could call a wrong number and still talk for half an hour. And he's right. 855-752-4842. Give us a try. Text us on the Civic Media app or talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic. Turkey bacon or turkey sausage? What's worse? Come on back. It's the Todd Hallball Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and operating on reserve power. It's the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock. It reminds me now, Zomers. And by the way, this is no fault of anyone's. And I'm not angry. I'm not, you know me. And this, I'm not just saying that. I'm not somebody who throws a fit stuff. Things right. Happen. Life happens, right? I just find it, you know, but you gotta just have fun with it. It reminds me of a Star Trek film where, you know, like the Enterprise, the main engines are down and operating on thrusters. So for those that watch, I'm getting, because I mean, people are texting me, people that I know that watch. YouTube went down. This one, yes, we know. Thank you for telling this, but we have to operate a reserve power right now, so there is no more video today. But you can listen to us hopefully over the air. But look, let's be positive here. This is a great opportunity for people that haven't found it. Now, my friend Kurt has found the civicmedia.com. You can listen
also
to,
works.
You
that
can listen
uses
to
the same
show.
Tech as the app.
Right. So you can listen to civicmedia.com.
No, civicmedia.us.
Oh, I don't know. He says he's listening to civicmedia.com. Maybe there's something. No, he probably just got it mixed up. I don't know. But yeah, civicmedia.us. That's a great place to listen to it. And here, I'm going to give you a tip. Let's give people a little good news here. All right. Coming up is another great text to win holiday contest coming up. And you can win fabulous cash and prizes, more details to come. But the only way that you can participate is by texting in on the Civic Media app, right? So now, today is a great opportunity to take advantage of this time to download the Civic Media app, have it on your phone. You can listen to us on that device, the first 10 stations, and you'll be all set to go for the text to win contest coming up here very shortly.
You know, the scout motto in Boy Scouts is be prepared.
Right.
And so this is a great opportunity to remember, get the app, then you're ready for all the,
then
you're prepared right. for all the contests that we
gotta,
have.
Gotta be positive on these when things, life happens, you know, it's first world problems, as they say. All right. What's worse today, turkey bacon or turkey sausage? Turkey bacon or turkey sausage? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Go out to Troy, listening on WMDX in Mount Horeb. Troy, turkey bacon or turkey sausage? What's worse?
I don't know. Probably turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon. Any particular reason why?
No, actually, I haven't had turkey bacon in a long time. My wife just bought me chicken sausage.
Chicken sausage?
Costco. Yeah, from Costco. They're Jones.
Are they pretty good?
Pork. Yeah, they're not bad. They're a little, they're drier than the pork.
Right. That's the main difference.
But they're not too bad.
If you fry them in some bacon grease, Troy, they taste a lot better.
I'll have to try that, actually.
Is there anything that doesn't taste good when it's fried in bacon grease?
No, absolutely
right?
Nothing.
I agree with that 100%.
Absolutely. Everything. I'm not sure what the English is there.
Yeah. Appreciate you, Troy. Thank you very much. Have a great day out there. Beautiful
great day.
Mount Horeb. What's worse, turkey bacon or turkey sausage? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Judy, listening in East Troy on WAUK out of Waukesha, Milwaukee, says, hello. Turkey bacon is good.
No, it says turkey bacon is no good.
Oh, I got to get new glasses. Turkey bacon is no good, but smart chicken. What is it? What does it say?
Andouille sausage.
Andouille sausage is delicious. So chicken sausage, is that it?
Yeah. Smart chicken is just a particular brand, and
right.
I can also vouch for that. That's the chicken that we get most of the time. I don't
smart
know. Something
chicken.
About it's really good.
Do they give the chicken a test, an IQ? Is it a high IQ chicken?
You know, it's only the ones who can tell a difference between a giraffe and an elephant and a tiger. Unlike the president of the United States.
We're having fun now. What's worse, turkey bacon or turkey sausage? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
Brett and Brown Deer,
yes.
Listening on WAUK, texts in and says, yuck, I will never know the answer to this question. I'm not eating bacon or turkey sausage. I eat turkey on Thanksgiving, and that is enough for the year.
Really? Now, I know other people that are kind of like, I don't want extra turkey. I think the key is it a moist turkey? You know,
it must be.
You don't want a dry turkey.
Dry turkey, no good.
One of the best turkeys we ever made for Thanksgiving was a brined turkey. The problem is you don't have you can't use the turkey drippings for the gravy then because it's way too salty. You got to make like side gravy or something.
Salty for you, maybe.
for you, you'd be just fine. But yes, but the turkey itself was stunningly moist. I mean, just juicy. Dripping turkey.
I've been using a new technique for cooking, not new to me, new technique for cooking chicken called velveting, which is somewhat similar to brining.
Velveting?
So I've been velveting my chicken lately, and I'm sure it's very good.
What in the world is velveting?
So you cut it super thin against the grain.
The turkey, the chicken, whatever.
The chicken.
Before you cook it.
And then you marinate it for 5-10 minutes in soy sauce and water. And then once it soaks all that up, the chicken just absorbs all of it. You add some cornstarch and vegetable oil and then let that marinate for like 20 minutes. And it is delicious.
Really?
It stays super moist and flavorful. And it just like falls apart in your mouth. You cook it at a really high temperature really fast.
Velveting your chicken. I've never heard of this.
I hadn't
either. And I watch a lot of cooking shows. Well, now I've learned something new. Forget about what's worse. I'm going to start a new show, a new segment called Cooking with Zomers.
I've been using it in fried rice.
Where did you learn about this?
Google.
Of course you did.
I was just looking for recipes for fried rice, and I saw a really in-depth one from somebody who his dad owned a Chinese restaurant, and he had a whole thing about the chicken. And like, you got to do all of this, and it'll be good. And
so that's what they do at a Chinese restaurant.
At least some of them.
They velvet the chicken. All right. Well, from what's worse to velveting your chicken, we cover it all here on the All Ball Show. Come on back with more What's Worse, and check us out. In the meantime, here's a little Pam Yonke and the Midwest Farm Report. We'll ask her if she velvets her chicken after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. A string wire and a can. We're coming to you across the state of Wisconsin, 35 past the hour, 3 o'clock. I believe we're still in the air, Zomer. Is that right?
Yeah, I had to run out back and kickstart the old the truck and hotwire it in, but we're good.
Very good. The dang internet, I've been told now it's not Spectrum, it's AT&T or something. I don't know.
Allegedly. I don't know.
We don't know, so there is no, we don't want to, oh no, we're going to get sued. We don't want that. We don't know what the problem is, but there's been, and
we don't, but the engineers do.
Oh, and we appreciate them and all the hardworking people that are working to keep us on the air. But for those that might normally, I've been getting texts, and God love my friends and family for texting and saying what happened to the show, but we're not on the usual YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter today because we're on reserve power, as they say, and we may or may not be going out across the broadcast channels, but I can tell you for certain, and this is a great time, again, to promote the Civic Media app that is working, and to simply go to your app store, your Android or iPhone, and your app store, and type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media, it'll pop up, and then you can download it, and it'll pop right up on your screen there. And the first 10 stations are the ones that we're on. Here, I'm doing this live. Look, I even held it up to the camera. I forgot we weren't on the camera. Here I just hit WAUK, and then you hit play, and let's see if the show is playing.
And the first 10 stations are the ones that we're on. Here, I'm doing this live.
Look. See, look, I'm listening to myself on delay. Now, that was fantastic.
Yeah, it works.
See, a first, making lemonade out of lemons. We did a first so that we listened to our own show via the app on the air live.
Yeah, I guess I've done that before, but I have not also then put it on the show.
Right. So we know that it's working. Anyway, we're right in the middle of what's worse today, turkey bacon or turkey sausage. Turkey bacon or turkey sausage, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the old Civic Media app. Oh, this is fantastic. Carolyn, one of our great listeners in Heartland, Wisconsin, on WAUK, she says, I can hear you on the app in Heartland. Very good. See, there's somebody working on the Civic Media app. We appreciate that, Carolyn, listening to us up there in beautiful Heartland, Wisconsin. Zomers. Turkey sausage or turkey bacon? What's worse?
So for my take, I'm going to refer to a text I don't think we got to. John in Oshkosh, listening on WISS, said turkey bacon is worse simply based on the amount of processing that must go into it.
Oh, really?
That's where I'm at. Because where is the bacon on the turkey? It isn't. It's taking it and making it into something else. Pig bacon is like a part of the body. And I'm not saying processed food can't be good. I am saying... When you're trying to make something into something it's not, Like, turkey bacon just isn't the same. Agreed. Whereas turkey sausage is just a different kind of sausage, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm pretty much with you on that. I think turkey bacon is they also make turkey bacon by going to a lumber yard and taking sawdust and pressing it, and they fry that, and they call that turkey bacon.
So allegedly.
I'm with you. I think that turkey bacon is worse. I'm more of a turkey sausage. Well, I mean, obviously, I want pork sausage, but turkey sausage. Mike in Sun Prairie on the Civic Media app, listening on WMDX out of Madison. Mike in Sun Prairie says, both are yuck, dry. Chicken sausage is pretty good. That's like the third vote we've gotten for chicken sausage.
It is good. I've had it before.
I never tried that. I'll have to try that.
You should. It's a good pork alternative. It's a lot less dry than turkey sausage. Turkey burger is good, though.
I'm not sure. I've ever had that. I've had the, you know what? I was surprisingly good. My friend Nelson out in Los Angeles, he made me an impossible burger out there.
And
it was better than I thought it would be.
Yes.
Those that don't know, a plant-based burger.
I've had a few, vegan alternatives to beef. Uh-huh. An impossible burger is definitely the best one I've had.
Yeah.
It even fries up and colors like real beef. It's really weird.
I'm not sure what kind of coloring and dyes they put it in, but it looked like it. Give me some beef. Kurt in Madison, turkey bacon. Where's the fat? All right, we'll be back tomorrow, we think, with another edition of What's Worse, a hotel edition. So that'll be fun. Looking for also on the show tomorrow, Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project and Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 8. No, 9, pardon me. And here's, now normally we just get on the air and we talk about goofy stuff. No, we don't. We talk about serious things too. But Trigvi Olson writes this great Substack, and you should check it out if you haven't, his Substack from last week on AI, artificial intelligence. And Trigvi's been working on some research on this and doing some things for the Lincoln Institute for Democracy and other things, and he's really become quite the knowledgeable guy on AI. And he makes a great point on over the course of time, inventions that man/woman have come up with can either be used for good or it can be used for bad. And it's too late to just stop AI, right? And so, well, we'll talk about the article more tomorrow. But join us tomorrow, a special discussion on AI, artificial intelligence, with Trigvi Olson and Pat Kreitlow. So looking forward to that. This is good. Well, before I get to this article I want to read to you here on paper, as it turns out, I think we should at least mention, we talked about it just a little bit with Matt Flynn earlier, the passing of former Vice President Dick Cheney. Controversial figure, certainly. And I think Matt made a good point. You know, I'm not here to bash the dead or speak ill of the dead necessarily. I think that our friend from the Lincoln Project, speaking of the Lincoln Project, one of the founders, Stuart Stevens, wrote this book that I've talked about before in this program called It Was All a Lie. And he is a former Republican like myself. He worked at much, much higher levels than I did, worked on everything from Mitt Romney's campaign to with the Reagan administration and the Bush administration. And Stuart Stevens points out, I mean, what the opening line basically is I'm partly at fault here, that I'm part of the lie, or was part of the lie, until he left the Republican Party. And I think there's certainly argument to be made over Dick Cheney's career in the Nixon and Ford administrations as a member of Congress. And then he went and ran Halliburton, one of the big oil companies. And then George W. Bush, when he got the nomination for president, he selected Cheney, who had worked as Secretary of Defense for his dad, George H.W. Bush, and had a very successful campaign along with General Schwarzkopf and Colin Powell in the first Gulf War, where that's the one where they liberated Kuwait from Saddam Hussein. It was an international coalition put together by George H.W. Bush and Howard Baker, and lauded for its restraint. That with that huge international coalition, they could have gone in and taken out Saddam Hussein in Baghdad in the 90s. But George H.W. Bush said, no, that's not our mission, along with Cheney and Schwarzkopf and Colin Powell. And they stopped at the line and just simply liberated Kuwait. And so you had all that backdrop to Cheney. And then in 2000, George W. Bush selects Dick Cheney to lead the selection committee to find Bush's vice president. And Cheney looked around and he said, I think the best person is me. That's not exactly what happened. But Cheney ends up being the vice presidential nominee. And, of course, the rest is history. He goes on to be what's considered to be one of the most powerful vice presidents in our nation's history. Certainly controversial during the Second Gulf War and the whole weapons of mass destruction thing, which turned out, and depending upon the narrative you believe, either that the Bush administration was misled by CIA officials or that they knew that. That's up for debate. And then you fast forward past the Bush administration and you get into the Trump administration and Liz Cheney, one of Dick Cheney's daughters. And also there was some controversy. It was interesting as a gay guy, one of Dick and Lynn Cheney's daughters happens to be gay. And he very publicly ended up supporting and embracing her against his own party. And then his other daughter, Liz Cheney, ended up being a member of Congress from Wyoming. And by the way, Lynn and Dick Cheney went to the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and I believe Liz Cheney was born in Madison. And so there's a Wisconsin connection there. And so then Liz Cheney ends up being on the January 6th bipartisan commission, the other Republican being Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger. And Liz Cheney speaks out very vocally against the Trump administration. Thanks, Sommers. He kept me honest. Yes, Liz Cheney was born here in Madison. And then, of course, Trump and the Republican Party came after Liz Cheney. And she was the third highest ranking member of the Republican caucus in Congress. And she got kicked out from that job. And then she was primaried and taken out of Congress. And Trump targeted her. And Dick Cheney in his later, by the way, he had a terrible heart, got a transplant, I think, 15 years ago. And Dick Cheney came out very vocally and not only endorsed his daughter, and he also called Donald Trump the most dangerous enemy of America. And one of the final things that Dick Cheney did was endorse, full-throated endorsement, for then Vice President Kamala Harris. So it's the old question, right? How do you judge a person on what they were or what they became? Regardless, he is certainly a historical figure. And thinking of his family today, regardless of these politicians, everybody, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on politically, everybody has kids, a wife, a husband, a spouse, family. So certainly thinking of the Cheney family today, and the debate will continue amongst a lot of people about Dick Cheney's significance and effect on America.
The way I look at it is that people can grow, and you shouldn't forget when people have done things of this magnitude, but it appears like he truly was coming around. And whereas before, if I were to somehow run into Dick Cheney, probably wouldn't talk to him. But now I'd be like, okay, I would shake his hand. I would talk with him.
I think that's a good point because I heard others say this, that Dick Cheney never left the Republican Party. The Republican Party left Dick Cheney because many of the things that he believed, and I'm not here to tell you that I believed the same things, all of them that Dick Cheney believed, but he at least held true to his principles. And I think that's why he came out so vehemently against Donald Trump,
right,
to Matt Flynn's point earlier. Whatever you thought about Dick Cheney, he believed and supported NATO. Whatever you thought about Dick Cheney, he believed in and supported Ukraine and freedom around the world and democracy. Whatever you thought about Dick Cheney, he was firmly against Russia and Vladimir Putin. Whatever you thought about Dick Cheney, he was a true fiscal conservative. And all those things I just mentioned are not part of the current MAGA Trump party. And so Cheney didn't so much change as his former party just left him.
Yeah, that's true.
So, anyway, as we say, it will be debated for years to come. When we come back, I read this a couple of years ago, actually. Going to revisit it from the Columbus Dispatch, entitled "Divided We Are Falling. Can Americans Stop Screeching, Start Sacrificing for Greater Good?" Come on back. We'll wrap it up with the Almost Show on the Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Bringing you broadcasting from 1987 is the Tom Ball Show across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes now before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC, CBS News, weather, our great sports reporter Mike Clemens will be in. Badger. We didn't even talk about the Badger basketball team last night. Zommers, the Badgers took on the Fighting Camels of Campbell. And the Fighting Camels brought it to within five with like 8 minutes to go, and then UW won by like 30 at the end. So Badgers, they'll be fine. They'll be
good. I think so.
Yeah, absolutely. So Mike Clemens will be in sports. Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. Pete Schwab from 6 until 8. During the commercial break, because there's no video today, lots of internet things happening. Appreciate everybody who's working behind the scenes, by the way. Summer said to me, he goes, "So is this what it was like doing radio in the old days?" because we said, I think we're right for the, this, that we've been doing this show. It'll be 3 years in another week, or two,
10 days,
10 days. Thank you. This is the first show where we haven't been on camera. It's been both over the air broadcast and camera. And as odd as that felt for me when we started, because when I started in 87, of course there was no internet, so there was no camera. And so it felt very weird When I got back into radio going on 3 years ago to do a show in front of a camera. Well, now I feel weird not having a camera.
Yeah, it's very strange. I wouldn't have thought it would feel so different.
But it's good to go back and live the old life.
Now, it would be interesting. I should reach out to Sam Davison, always tinkering with old technology. It would be really fun to do a show as fully analog as we can one day.
Just
try it out.
There. We'll get, has he got a cart machine?
Probably.
I mean by that, the don't know radio. We didn't have computers when we started, and well, not for broadcasting. And so our commercials were on, it looked like, for those of you who might know, an 8-track tape or cassette, and big 8-track players. Our commercials were on those, and they'd be in usually a 3-cart rack, and then you push green for go and red to stop. And then you'd stack up your carts, your commercials, before you go on the air. Now they're just all on a computer.
Yeah.
Let me give you a little of this. Speaking of time long ago, not that long ago, this is from November 12th of 2021 from the Columbus Dispatch. A quote starts it from Colin Powell. Quote, "We have to start thinking of America as a family. We have to stop screeching at each other, stop hurting each other, and instead start caring for, sacrificing for, and sharing with each other. We have to stop constantly criticizing, which is the way of the malcontent, and instead get back to the can-do attitude that made America. We have to keep trying and risking failing in order to solve the country's problems," unquote. The late Colin Powell, a decorated 4-star general, America's first black Secretary of State and chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, wrote those words as a part of his 1995 bestseller, My American Journey. His reflection was prompted by a Sam Donaldson interview with a black soldier during Desert Storm. Quote, "I am not afraid because I'm with my family," the young man in the interview responded when Donaldson asked him about his battle. His comrades in arms asked him to repeat it because Donaldson, then an ABC correspondent, didn't hear him. More than 25 years since the book's release, individual rights and freedoms are eclipsing the collectives on multiple fronts. We have the notion of American individualism down. It is the American family that Powell writes about. the harmonist American family that remains in peril. It is needed now more than ever. Please do not misunderstand us. The notion of American individualism is not bad. Self-reliance and independence are important. But we have to remember that we are not in this by ourselves. A family may not always agree. An occasional dust-up is good for the soul. But we must remember that we are relatives, comrades in arms. We cannot live up to the America's creed, quote, a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity, if we are resigned to be divided. The screech is loud, and the hurt we'll inflict on each other is intense. It is hard to imagine the arguments that would erupt if we, the entirety of the American family, attempted to break bread this Thanksgiving. Oh, the knives, few of them for butter, would come out. Sadly, discourse has become the not-so-secret ingredient that makes the American family pumpkin pie so spicy. It might be silky, but few amongst us can stomach taking more than a few bites. Political news is often treated like a blood sport that sees Americans rooting against Americans and often their own best interests. It is like a battle between the Browns and Steelers, except SportsCenter is not involved and the thousands of people and their lives are on the line. Political scientist Ethan Hirsch calls the phenomena political hobbyism, treating politics like entertainment. It is not just factions fighting across the political aisle anymore. Some fights are physical. Fights have broken out in state houses across the nation. Fundamental American principles are in jeopardy. Our nation is a dysfunctional family that somehow still manages to function. But for how long? We must strive for the unity Powell describes. It is a unity we have not lost entirely, but the glare from the political scoreboard makes it increasingly more challenging to see. America defines the can-do attitude. We can bring harmony to the American family. We can do so and advance this nation together, if only we try. That from the op-ed section of the Columbus Dispatch, November 12th, 2021. Hauntingly, still very pertinent. Great job, Zalbers, holding things together. Many thanks to our engineering department for keeping us on the air. Matt Flynn for being a great guest, as well as Brittany Carloni from Wisconsin Watch. We'll try again tomorrow. Thanks for hanging with us. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Maggie Dawn is next. Thank you.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.